Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Always a fan of the random questions from our text line, and one person said, if you could only pick one person on the show to be a house guest and stay over for the night, who would it be?
Well, look it, guys. I'll save you the opportunity, and while I was saying me, and then we can just go to the next topic. Thanks, guys. I know you'd pick me.
Hmm. Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah, I'm the greatest house guest ever.
This is a tough one, man. Based on this morning's conversation, it might be Vicky because she likes '90s era music.
Yeah, but she also likes cornflakes, apparently.
I know. That's why I'll have to kick her out before breakfast. Right. She might have to take an Uber home.
But I do like to clean and organize. So.
All right, fine. You can have your damn cornflakes.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll lean with Vicky for today.
Yay! Just today.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, then.
That's my house guest. It depends on what kind of night we're having. I mean, if I'm planning on just getting like rip-roaring wasted, maybe Sarah's the one to go with. That way she could raid Dad's garage full of alcohol.
Good point. Joe in that case, because he's always the one buying drinks for everyone.
That's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, Joe's a good guest.
But we're staying at the house.
Yeah. He would probably order there's the alcohol
Uber
delivery.
Eats?
Yeah, they have the alcohol delivery ones now, don't they? The Drizzly, or something.
Drizzly's when I had too much to drink. I don't know. There's a thing called Drizzly?
Yeah, Drizzly alcohol delivery. I don't know if they're in Seattle or not, though.
I think they are. I want to say they are because I think I've gotten beer delivered by them.
I wonder how they make that work out, and I guess there has to be an ID, I guess?
Yeah, usually it has to be signed over by an adult. Someone over 21 has to sign for it.
All right, Rev.
I think it would have to be Joe.
Joe.
Yeah, I'd like to sit around. You know, we could play magic or video games, watch some fun TV, and get hammered. It'd be great.
Yeah, he's a good companion.
Mm-hmm. Danny, is it Joe for you as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Joe and I pretty much do that every weekend.
Everyone's going Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You picked Vicky. I'm like, Sarah, but like, I love Sarah, but if we spend too much time together, we will drive each other crazy and like fighting and tears, things, it gets. I love you, but no. Not Sarah.
Boom. We could all wear the turtle shirts and just have Joe stay over.
Yeah.
We'll pass them around like the Stanley Cup.
Well, it was his idea, and you guys love that idea, which is why I will spend the evening with myself. I'm the best companion for anybody.
Oh, you're the best house guest
I'm the best
time.
House guest, yeah.
You'll
there's no
the
doubt about it.
Spend the evening with yourself.
And by the way,
huh?
This is important. Wow. You know, I don't know if you saw this list about people who are really like, man, you come to my house, do not do these things. It's like the worst things that people have seen other people do as their house guests, and it ain't good.
Okay.
I can't believe people are doing these things.
Upper Decker, geez, man. That's going from 0 to 100 real quick.
I feel like, Steve, that's pretty much understood. Nobody wants you to do an Upper Decker in their house.
Dude, the other day, my wife's like, the water's coming out brown. It turned out they were doing some stuff outside of our house, and it like messed up the water. But at first, we didn't know that. So she's telling me that the water's turned brown. She sent me a picture on the toilet water is brown. And I'm like, instantly thought, have we had anyone over and did they do an Upper Decker?
Yeah, that'll do it.
I was like, the only people we've had over, it's like her mom.
That would have been fantastic.
I mean, you are the son-in-law, but boy, what would you have had to done to have anybody's mother-in-law do an Upper Decker?
Right.
That would be horrible.
I was like, she's the sweetest woman in the world. I love her so much. I'm like, and I was like, for a half second, I'm like, wow, that's like a whole different level of respect if she pulled that off. Like, she doesn't seem like the type of person that would do that. No, like, of course she didn't, because she wouldn't. And then we found out it wasn't that. So Upper Decker.
It wasn't the Upper Decker at all.
Yeah.
All right.
That would make you a terrible house guest.
So the top things, this is the top thing that people can't stand, and I'm surprised people do this. Wiping their greasy hands on your sofa. Does anybody wipe their greasy hands on their own sofa?
No.
Oh, I do.
Do you really?
Really?
Yeah, like if I'm eating chips, I don't want to get up and get it. Like,
so you use your sofa as like a napkin?
Heck yeah.
Use your pants like everyone else.
I don't know. I'm going to get my pants dirty.
Is now in the red zone.
Just lick your fingers.
In the rev zone, you go.
Wow. I mean, on sofa, I would be like, oh, putting your feet on somebody's sofa. That's kind of like.
Dude, yeah.
When you have your shoes on. Oh, I hate when people do that.
That's number two on the list. But you know what? Put it on the grease spot where Danny's place is. You should be fine.
Or your feet on the coffee table while you're still wearing shoes.
Yeah.
Just your feet on the coffee table. That's not your coffee table to put feet on.
Yeah, it's a big no-no.
Unless but here's the problem. Do it first, it's not okay.
Do you put your feet on anybody's anything, even if you get your shoes off? Is that, I mean, do you put your feet on anything with your shoes off in somebody else's
just
house?
Just the floor.
Yeah.
I'm usually short. My feet are hanging off whatever thing I'm sitting on. So I usually bring my foot up on the couch or the seat. But I don't wear shoes when I do that.
Okay, you're in the rev zone. You can't be putting your feet on my couch.
Damn, there's a lot of reasons to get into my zone here.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But do you have your shoes still on?
No.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, I don't know where Vicky's feet have been. She has an OnlyFans page. I don't know what's happening. So Vicky's out. All right. Well,
I'm okay
so
with this.
What's the next thing that you guys go, okay, do not do as a house guest?
Take a dump.
Take
just
a dump.
What if you got to poop?
You got to at least tell them in advance.
I have to warn you that I'm taking a poop?
Yes.
No, you got to be a good house guest and provide them with poopery.
Yeah, the onus is on you to have
every one of my bathrooms.
A good fan and some good way to.
I feel like you got to let someone know, hey, man, I got to use your bathroom. Is that cool? And then it'll be like, oh, use the one upstairs.
Yeah, I got news for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, guys. Vicky, Rev, Steve is not in the minority on this.
What?
1 in 4 people said that, you know, if you're only at somebody's house for a few hours, you should not use the bathroom for anything more than number one. And also no passing gas, which means, again, Rev, you're not allowed in anybody's home.
Yeah, apparently nobody wants me at their house ever.
Yeah. So you don't pass gas in somebody else's house.
Well, okay, so if I'm staying at someone's house or, like, you know, we're going to a party and I've got to go, what, I got to go, like, outside or something?
Well, don't openly do it is what they're saying. So that, like, Steve, you know, Steve likes to make a contest out of it and drive the dog crazy.
Ripping ass and stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
If I have to rip ass at someone else's house, like, I'm usually, like, either going in a bathroom, I'll just pretend that I have to go number one and just, like, rip it there, or I'll go outside. And rip it there.
Yeah, that's fair.
Or I'll go next to someone I really don't know, rip it, and look at my wife and be like, dude, and point at him.
I mean, why do you think dudes like to cook outside?
To fart?
Yes.
It's delicious to eat barbecue, actually.
Yeah, well, plus you have the wide open spaces. You can do what you want. You know, no one, you can put your feet anywhere. Like, the outside is just like, look, we know I don't, you know. I always feel comfortable going outside when I'm visiting because I can't wreck anybody's house when I'm outside. I'm a lot more comfortable. That's why I love the barbecues, because you go, yeah, I'm out here. They don't care if you're stepping on their grass. They don't really care a whole lot. But I'm always afraid I'm going to break something, you know, because I don't want to, because the guy's like, okay, you just made my wife pissed, moron. And it's like, I'm sorry.
You know, he said a house guest rule that you should never help yourself to the fridge for beers.
Unless you're told.
Well, that would be like the first thing I'd say. It's like, hey, man, grab whatever you want.
Yeah.
But you have to tell people, Steve, because it is a rule that people just don't – they know not to go on anybody else's fridge.
Or it depends on, like, your level of friendship. Because, like, Joe comes over, he's welcome to go in my fridge all day long.
Yeah.
But, like, if it's somebody that you just invited over and you don't really know him that well, that would be kind of weird.
He's just, like, eating your cheese.
Yeah.
I still ask. I mean, my buddy Josh, I go over his house all the time, and I still always ask every time. It's just been – it's been wired into my brain as a young child. Always ask. Before you open somebody else's fridge.
Someone said, hey, Rev, you can come to my house whenever you want. We'll drink whiskey and we can fart as much as we want.
Oh, God.
Sweet. Well, there's a party I'm glad I'm missing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A farty.
A farty.
Yeah. It's my farty and I'll fart if I want to.
Yeah, whiz.
How about going upstairs or into people's bedrooms without asking? That's okay, right?
Yeah, no. Yeah,
if you're a creep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
unless you're looking for, like, secret documents.
Like, when we're having big parties, the cats will stay in the bedroom. And for some people, they're a little socially anxious. So I'll be like, hey, if you want to go chill out with the cats, just make sure you close the door and you hang out with the cats for a little while. That's okay.
Yeah. Well, I think you still have to get permission. I think
absolutely. 100%.
You got to stay on the level they bring you in on. You know, because I have a down level and an up level, but then there's the main level, and it's like, stay on the main level. Okay?
How awkward would it be if you like went upstairs to get something? Oh, crap, it's in my bedroom. And you go in there and like, Danny's in your bedroom just looking around.
Oh, that would be a beating.
Yeah,
it'd
be like, so weird.
Like, what are you doing?
And looking for your underwear, of course.
Yeah. Oh, all right. It's right over there.
And people still going through other people's medicine cabinets. I don't want to know. I don't want to know what you got going on in your life. And people still love doing that.
You're
going to
see a bunch of Tums and diabetes medicine, and that's it.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, even still, that's what I want to believe is in your medicine cabinet, Rev. You know what I mean? I don't want to know, you know, if there's anything else in there. Like, my dad used to keep his glass eyes in there. So I used to think,
that's amazing.
If anybody wants to go looking through this, they are going to be freaked out.
Surprise.
Right? Yeah, I think I got deodorant. I got that Be Jolly CBD lotion, a couple of jars of that. And I think
I'd be afraid to go through Vicky's.
Lotion crap. I think that's the name of it.
Yeah, face lotion crap.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to go through Vicky's. Now that she's got an OnlyFans page, it's like I wouldn't even want to even go through anything at Vicky's. Like, I don't even know if I want to go into her house.
She has your father's eyeball on her.
Yes. Hey, I keep all my things in what I call the trunk O-sex.
Okay, then.
I don't know why I came up with that name, but that's it. Well, my bathroom is totally fine.
So where do you keep that? I'm sure a lot of people want to go into that room now.
Well, there's a lot of people in my house, so it's stored in the deepest corner of the closet.
How about changing channels on the TV? Do you think that's a thing you shouldn't do if you're at somebody else's place? That's on the list.
You walk in and you're just like, Steve, I don't want to watch this change.
Well, what if like a big game's on and they have the wrong channel on? Like if you go over there and you're supposed to be watching like the Seahawks, but they have the wrong channel on.
I wait for the host to change it.
Yeah, you got to ask.
What if they're taking a poop? You don't want to miss kickoff.
That's true.
No, I
don't. You'd have to be a really good friend. Don't touch my electronics.
Yeah, at all.
Yeah, no, because I got like a system. Like I got like the I got the control four system. I don't want you breaking it.
Yeah, yours is a little complicated, so I feel that if somebody presses the wrong button and ruins it, you'd lose your mind.
Oh, I would lose my mind. I just found out that the Apple app that controls your TV is going away because they put it on your screen with your like airport stuff and whatever, you know what, you know that screen you slide down from the right. Mm-hmm. I was so mad yesterday because I couldn't get it to work. And I'm like, how is Apple TV not supporting their own Apple remote? And I'm out of my mind. And then I go online and see they go, oh, yeah, Apple's not. They're getting rid of that. And I'm like, why are they getting rid of that? How am I supposed to control my Apple TV if I? And then it was like, oh, no, they put it over here now. And I'm going, geez, I didn't know they put it over here now.
Soon enough, you'll be able to control it with your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Don't put that chip in your head. Unless, of course, well, maybe it's already in my head. I heard Bill Gates has been doing that, so I'll try. Hold on. Nope. No, I can't turn the TV on.
Blink
yet.
Harder. Aww.
Yeah. Ah, dang it.
Blink hard and squeeze your berries.
Whoa.
Blink hard and squeeze your berries. Yes, because
that's just good life advice.
Yeah, because that's what,
you're absolutely
that's what
right.
Bill Gates did. He said, hey, here's an idea. I'm going to put a chip in people's brains, but they got to squeeze their berries first. If Elon Musk designed the chips in my brain, yes, Steve, that would be the way to do it.
Pretty much. My father said, whenever a life decision you have to make and you don't know what to do, just blink hard and squeeze your berries. The answer will come out.
Yeah.
That's what your father said?
Yep.
All right, well, he's a wise man.
I believe it.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.